It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cut in class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta lookalike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
That's it. That's it. I tried to do that with Jess Knudsen yesterday.
Did he just not get the boom?
He just looked at me. I was like, it wasn't even a reaction. I was like, wow, what is going on here? I guess he doesn't listen to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
There you go.
What's going on, Mr.
Welcome
Knudsen
to the show, everybody. It's all part of Speak Out. We switched the hour, so don't be confused out there. It's normally on the third Wednesday of the month. We switched you guys around with the Chamber and Esme and moved it up a week for, I don't know for what reason, it was just requested of me. So Chad Hansen's here, the founder and CEO at Mojave Mortgage.
Love that guy.
Right. I say that on the billboards. And of course, half of the team of Bobby and Julie Lewis. Bobby Lewis is here from the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake.
Hello, everybody out there.
Love those guys.
And you know, even if I look up from my notes, I can see that it's Bobby Lewis because he has a new name tag.
I see that.
No, we're getting official now.
That's very fancy. Is that for the customer?
Yeah, that's for... That's doing everything right.
Well, they say when things are slow, kind of invest in your craft, right?
Make sure you do everything perfect.
Right.
That's right.
Nice. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Let's see. We got Phoenix Suns basketball tonight at Minnesota. That's a 6 p.m. game. And then tomorrow night, it's kind of a switch because Veterans Day is on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So the Havasu Fighting Knights play tomorrow night at Deer Valley. And that's on the AM, 980 AM, and KNTRSports.com only, while the Thursday night football game is on. What a stinker, too. The Falcons at the Panthers.
Oh.
Man. So, everybody, just tune to the AM. You'll hear a much better game, I'm sure. That's a 7 p.m. kickoff for the Fighting Knights and the Deer Valley Skyhawks. And that's with Steve Greeley and Billy Don't Be a Hero Beckman. They call those games. So, and then a Friday, of course, is Veterans Day. So we're going to have Ron Gould in on Veterans Day. It's going to be a great day. So, all right, guys. I see Bobby's got a bunch of numbers in front of him.
Yeah, speaking of Veterans Day, and you're going to find this very surprising, Bobby, because you know that at Mojave Mortgage, we work 24/7, right? So weekends, days, it doesn't matter. If you're working, we're working. And my support staff, or the company support staff, excuse me, if you will, were very surprised to hear that I have, as of this year, this will be the first year, all support staff will be off at Mojave Mortgage in honor of Veterans Day. We're going to do what we can on the sales end, but we want to make sure that we're trying to celebrate our veterans, and I know that sounds weird that I'm doing something that, like, I make it sound like I'm doing something great, but I think that it's important that we take a day to reflect on how important what veterans are to what we do.
That's an awesome gesture.
So, and I've never done that before, but we're going to do that every year from now on. Every
wow,
year.
That's
so
fantastic.
I think the staff was pretty happy that they're going to get a 3-day weekend, yeah. You know, right before another 4-day weekend,
yeah.
Right?
So. Right. And you're a proud sponsor this year of the Desert Trump.
We are. We're going to be out there. We're stop number five, right? I think. And that's for Kiwanis? No,
Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club. Right. Yeah. So we're going to be the number five spot. So come on out to the Mojave Mortgage. We're going to have the arch out there. And, we're going to have, you know, obviously we'll have the easy ups and such. And we'll have some swag. And I'm sure, you know,
maybe. Are you taking the arch?
The arch will be there.
I love the arch.
Yeah.
I love the arch.
The arch is awesome. Everybody loves the arch.
That's at the end of the poker run.
It's at the end of the poker run.
Under the arch.
Under the arch.
The like start finish line?
Yeah, like you're winning the Baja 500. you're going to be winning the Mojave Mortgage 35 because it's only 35 miles, right? Yeah. So yeah,
Nicely done. We're
going to be there. We were very happy to be a part of that and help sponsor that event. So yeah, we'll be there, Saturday. Saturday we'll
right,
be there.
Right, right, right. And you'll have the Mojave Mortgage Mobile Command Center.
Yeah,
right?
The Mobile Command Center will be there. My lovely wife and I are going to be out there camping for a couple days. So I even bought some firewood. So I haven't been out in the desert in a while to stay. So I'm looking forward to it.
We call it, Bobby, the Triple MC Squared.
Right.
I like it.
Or most people just call that a motorhome.
Right, right. Exactly.
You might see some propane this weekend. I think it's going to be a little cooler, too.
We got propane. Yeah, we're good.
Bobby, what kind of numbers are we looking at right now for last month? Are we settling in? What's happening compared to the month before when we saw those numbers under 100?
Yeah, I actually
single family homes.
I was pulling numbers kind of frantically this morning because we're a week early, trying to make sure I get everything dialed in, and I was pleasantly surprised on a few of the numbers. One of them, for instance, we've been staying under 100 sales a month for several months in a row now, and we did get over 100. So we were 105 single family homes sold in October, 107 if you counted there were a couple new constructions, but and that gets us back into the lower end of our normal range, which is normally about 100 to 200 a month. Perspective to give you what we were doing the last few years in October. 2020, of course, was a COVID boom when we had all those months of 200 plus. We had 202 sales in October 2020. That decreased to 145 last year in October, and then we came back to the 105 this year, but it's up from where we've been running in those 80s basically the last few months. So that was good to see. We the values actually had a little stabilization as well. Part of when we get into values later in the show, though, the average actually went back up a bit from last month, both the median and the average. But of the 105, a bunch of the homes were very, very expensive. We had one, I think we even talked about it last month because they'd already closed in October. We had a sale over $2 million, a sale over $3 million, five more over $1 million, and I think there were about 14 total that were over $900 to the $3 million. And it's the average did go up. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but I think it was skewed kind of because of the high-end sales. So I'll give you the price per square foot, which gives a little more realistic. But we stabilized some. And inventory, too. We last month on the show, we were at 465 single-family residences in Havasu were available to sell existing homes. It was actually 460 this morning. It's not exploding, which is good for the market. And that's really gives you a good snapshot of where we were at. A little bit, too, if we still have time before we go to the next section here, that our number of what we've closed so far this month isn't a real striking big number that I'll share in a little bit. And our total pending are not quite as high as I'd like to see, but it is. We are in November and kind of the slower time of the year, if you will. And if rates stabilize, and we'll have to talk to Chad about this, because inventory's, you know, pretty much stable, although it was growing, but month over month, and the prices kind of, we hit a little level here after several months of decline. Gosh, if interest rates can stay stable or God help us, maybe even come back.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So we would keep going here. So that's where that's at. I'd be interested to see what Chad has to say on race.
You know, going back, Bobby, I want to query you here on this. So we have basically a 4.5 month supply.
Yeah.
If we go back into October of 2021, if I remember correctly, we only had like a 2 week supply, if my memory serves me right. Is that correct?
Yeah, from about the time when the COVID boom really started going until really almost early this year, it was show after show where we'd have
we were like 75 homes in inventory.
And we'd have 200 selling or 150 selling.
Right.
So it was a couple.
So they were rolling so fast.
That's where, and I'll talk about it in a little bit too, the days on the market's doubled since last year.
Yeah, so I mean the reason that I asked that question is and I could be wrong, but it shows me that the market is somewhat stabilizing and that we're starting to see more of a normalized market, if you will. Am I correct in saying that?
That's what the numbers just as of last month show versus where we were definitely in decline several months in a row. The part where we get into the show, what we've pended so far this month and what sold this month, I don't expect the November and December numbers to be very strong, though, as far as the number of sales. But anytime inventory shrinks, even by a few, we were 465 last month during the show, 460 now. Even with the limited number of sales, sellers aren't giving them up. And I think I've shared this on other shows, too. We pull all the canceled, expireds. I want to look at people who came off the market every month. I market to them to see if they still want to sell. We're seeing big numbers of those every month where a lot of people come off the market, and it's not like they're going to a bank foreclosure or they just decided, you know what, I'm not going to get what I want, so I'm not going to sell. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to these people sitting on that 2.8%.
Yeah, that 3% interest rate.
You know,
sure.
Where it's so different. And that's what's honestly what's saving us, because the number of sales, even at 105 this month, that's a very low number historically, much better than the last few months. But you would expect inventory to continue to increase because that's a lower demand than this market typically had.
Bobby, what about the Canadian visitors? We've talked about that in the past, their influence on the market and that. Do you see that happening again this year?
You know, the big thing, they own a lot of homes here. The years when they really boom is when their dollar is strong versus our dollar. Our dollar is very strong right now, which doesn't necessarily help them buy. It would be more for them selling. I don't know what the Canadian dollar is at today, but I know our dollar is strong. When our dollar's weaker, that's when they explode in. Canadians are going to buy and sell here. They always do. I don't know if it's going to be a huge Canadian explosion this year, but they're definitely coming to town. I'm seeing the plates. I'm seeing the Alberta plate. And
the color change.
I'm seeing the British Columbian and Alberta.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
It's interesting, having been a realtor during the huge, huge Canadian boom that we had right after the foreclosures, when all the Canadians were coming in here and buying about 10, 12 years ago now, when there was just, it seemed like half our business. For people who don't know, it's Alberta, Canada, and British Columbia. Alberta first, British Columbia. Alberta is a conservative province, too,
sure.
As well, and very like-minded people that come here.
That's Calgary, for the most
Calgary,
part.
Calgary, Edmonton.
Right.
I got to know that whole province. Didn't know anything about, but they all, before. And as you go into the eastern province, we don't see as many buyers come from there. Occasionally, you'll see somebody from Quebec or something like
Quebec,
that.
Quebec. I'm Quebecois. Well, my ancestors are. Yeah.
But
I know you can't say that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
But we'll see some activity with them for sure this winter. But I don't know if it'll be a huge boom unless something happens with their dollar. So.
Or interest rates fall.
Yeah,
too. Right.
And they finance a completely different way up there too. It seems to me a lot of times it's cash, or they're pulling money out of their home up there to buy down here, or they're business owners and they just have a bunch of money. But their mortgage system, where we have 30-year mortgages here, it seems to me most of the mortgages when I talk to my Canadian clients, they'd have like it'd be a 5-year or something, and then they have to refinance, or a couple years and then refinance.
They typically have an adjustable rate type thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's different.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it'd be cool if there was somebody out there that is from Canada that's listening, could call us and let us know. I'd actually like to know the answer to that.
928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Pretty good time to go to break. Nice segue there, Chad. You're Mr. Producer today, by the way.
Great job.
Thank you. Thank you. We're I'm the best back. Looking producer in this room.
Once I get time to scan through some Robert Johnson and see what'll work on the show, we'll play Robert Johnson,
yeah.
The actual Robert Johnson. But this is sessions for Robert Johnson by Eric Clapton. We wanted to.
People out there going.
We wanted to.
What are they talking
chat.
About? Robert?
I wanted to hear some blues
we
today.
We have some inside baseball
that's,
going here.
That's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. All right, and I got a note from from Tracy from a listener. Who's listening? Somebody listening wants us to remind everybody that tomorrow, November 10th, you know what the significance of that day is, Chad?
I don't actually.
Yeah, me
the Marine Corps birthday.
Oh,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Started in a bar in Massachusetts or something. That's where the Marine Corps started.
Really?
That's what a buddy of mine that's Marine told me. I don't know if that's true.
Did Sam Adams own it?
I don't know.
That'd be interesting to find out. Tomorrow is the 247th birthday for the United States Marine Corps. Good to know. Yeah, November 10th. All right, I'm Paul LaVoy, along with Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, with Bobby Lewis from the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, and this is the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
All right, let's go to break. The zone right now,
yeah.
Chad?
You know, man, I got turned on to Robert Johnson by my brother years ago. You know, there's a collection of his recordings, you know, and anybody who doesn't know who Robert Johnson is, you know, he's the what they say is the inventor of the Delta Blues. He's the man,
right.
Who's the man who went down and sold his soul to the devil,
right.
At the crossroads, apparently.
He was Ralph Macchio's buddy.
Well,
in the movie.
I think he was a little bit before Ralph Macchio's
time. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I don't know why I spit that out. Let's listen to Robert Johnson today.
I don't know either.
That's a Robert Johnson kind of day.
But we know what's in your CD player or on your Spotify,
yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Love those guys.
That's my line. All right. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford also. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And don't forget about the Lake Havasu City app. Alyssa, and she told me she took that whole thing over.
Yeah. That's what she came
she's
in.
She's a sole owner now.
She's a sole owner, yeah.
That's so, pretty cool.
Yeah, she's so cool. Alyssa's just a neat, fun person.
Yeah, very very positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta love Alyssa. Alyssa Zawisa. And, again, that's available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And don't forget, we stream live and our show archives if you missed any of Bobby's numbers or Chad's wisdom. Is at KNTRtalk.com. I don't know what's so funny about that. You are kind of the wise soothsayer of the group.
I don't know. I think the ratings tank as soon as I start talking.
I'm the inquisitive one. You're the wise one, and Bobby's the data-driven one.
Yeah. No, he's the good-looking one.
Oh,
yeah,
is that it?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that it? Okay, perfect. So where did we want to go next?
I actually have some questions for Bobby.
Yes.
Average sales price, median sales price, and what's the percentage of cash?
Yeah. Oh.
Hopefully you have those numbers.
Yeah, I have them all.
Perfect.
And this is where we've been dropping quite a bit. You know, we were down about 10% on some of these averages since around June, May, when we hit our peak. Average sales price went back up to $566,000 in October. I reported 503 last month, but there were some more numbers that came in. It was 520 last month. So we went quite a big boost there. And year over year, we were at 498. So almost about 500 in October 2021, and all the way to 566. That's 13.76% up year over year. Before, people out there like, "Wait, I'm reducing my house and my prices are going down." There is more to this story. But let me give you the median first too. Median also went up from September to October. In September, we were 445 on the median. October 472.5. So 472.5. So it did go up. And last year in October 2021, for perspective, was 454. So the median, which is that middle number of all the sales, went up 3.86%, which makes sense that that's a lesser percent than the average. And the reason being is we had the several big homes sell of multi-million or
million-dollar
homes. Wasn't there one 2.6 or 2.3?
One was over two, one was over three.
Oh,
five,
that was the month before
five,
we had a record
four,
sale.
Well, and I think we reported them last month because they had happened right at the beginning of October.
Right.
And to more perspective, of the 105 that sold, 31 over 700,000. 31, that's a big number when
30%
is over. And so it skews the averages up. So what I really wanted to break down after on sold price per square foot, because when we look down per square foot, it kind of breaks down the anomalies, the differences of a month where different types of houses sell. So in June, we were hitting about our high water mark on average price per square foot with 349. We went to 343 per square foot in July, kept dropping 318 in September. October was 321, so very much in line with last month. But again, because there were so many high-end homes, I just, with my calculator, my iPhone this morning, I took out the million-dollar ones to see what's the price per square foot on homes under $1 million, and it's at 308. So 308 a square foot. The high water mark in June was 349. Of course, that included all the expensive ones. But the price per square foot still, in general, coming down. But from September to October, it did go up $3 if you take in everything, and that leveled off. The averages look like we went quite a bit up in October, but the averages got skewed because of the big numbers.
So, see, I was expecting you to come in here, and when you gave us the numbers, that we were going to see another decline. I really thought we were going to see another decline. But once again, going back to digress what we talked about 5-10 minutes ago, my question was, do you see kind of stabilization in the market? Your numbers are telling me that we're seeing some sort of stabilization in the market, or it's maybe reached a plateau.
It's a tale of two markets, for sure. Houses that are under 500,000, it's a bloodbath, honestly. Very difficult to get them sold. There's a lot of them hitting the market. They're not going like they normally, that's normally your bread and butter. People are reducing. There's all kinds of houses under 350,000 now.
So they're dropping.
They've gone down quite a bit. Although
price.
We had
okay.
to give some good perspective, though, with the stabilization, the Lewis team ourselves, in the last week, I think we had one list a two-bedroom, real basic, for $299, which would be about the bottom of the market. We had multiple offers that went. It's in escrow for over asking a little bit. So there's still a market when it's priced right. We had another one that Rochelle on our team listed this week for $399. It's in escrow for a little bit under, but relatively, I mean, things aren't going for top dollar, I mean, right at asking price anymore, but people were interested in it, and it went. So if you price the homes right, they do go. But the lower end is struggling, and you'll see in the cash deals, too, we'll get to, where the people with money, it kind of goes with the political thing almost without getting into politics, people with money aren't affected by the interest rates nearly as much. They're coming in buying cash. And
Bobby's the king of the tees. He always says, what we'll get into in just a minute. Yeah. He goes on to something else.
So this time last year, Bobby,
yeah.
You put a house on the market, it was gone. It was snatched up 24 to 72 hours.
Oh, yeah.
What's that time looking at right now sitting for sale?
And I'll give you, I broke down the days on the market, for instance.
Yes.
Average days on the market, October last year. And there were many that would go within a day or two, but on average it was 26 days. It's more than doubled. This October it's 56 days,
ooh.
115. And that doesn't take into account 56 days or 26. Those are the houses that are selling. If people are a little overpriced or there's something a little bit fundamentally wrong with the house or it's not the perfect, there's something, those houses are sitting longer.
Mm-hmm.
But our days on the market tells a big story. It's up 115% from this October to last October, and that's a big difference. Cash, too, do you want to go into it right now? Or
I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, I love to hear it, but I hate to know what it is.
Yeah, so count them up, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, at least 37 of the 105 were cash, at least 37.
So right at that 36.
That's right at that point. There were 31 that were the high price that you were talking about.
And 18 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 31 homes that sold over 700. Of the 31 that sold over 700,
cash.
Right.
18.
Wow.
18 were cash.
So more than 50%.
So 13 were financed. 18
go through them all today, and I'm pretty sure that's right. It's even shocking just reading it off here because that's the first time I've read it.
Well, it goes to tell you that the people that have the means that, you know, want to purchase a piece of real estate in our paradise, the interest rates don't matter to them.
No,
so
it doesn't. They
even though the interest rates are still up, it just doesn't matter to them. So, and that's good. We'd love to have them. I hate to hear that they're paying cash because we obviously do financing, but that's great. That actually shows that there's still money being spent and there's money coming into the community. So that's good.
No, for sure.
All right. Let's take a short break. Going to Kind Hearted Woman by Eric Clapton. There's some hardcore blues for you.
Clapton's a genius.
All right. Back with more in a moment. We're with Chad Hansen, founder and CEO at Mojave Mortgage.
Love that guy. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Love those guys. Yeah. All right, and Bobby Lewis from the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake. I'm going to try to get into my best blues voice here as we go to break. I'm Paul LaVoy. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
I love my baby. Calling Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Calling Stormy Monday.
I love that song. Have you heard the Stevie Ray version?
I have not.
With Albert King?
I have not. Oh, no, I have heard that, yes.
It's fantastic. Yeah. This one's live, by the way. Little Eric Clapton live playing Stormy Monday. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, Herb's Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by the Lewis Team.
Love those guys.
Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. I was wondering why the blues today. Is this because of the morning after from last night or what?
No, not at all.
I wonder what's going
on
with that.
Sometimes you just got it. You got to have the blues, man. I mean, sometimes the blues music, you know, it treats everybody differently, if you will. For
right.
me, you know, the blues doesn't give me the blues, man. The blues kind of uplifts me, and you listen to the talent of these musicians, and they're just, I mean, you listen to guys like Clapton or Buddy Guy or Stevie Ray Vaughan, like you mentioned. I mean, these guys, you listen to what they do, and you get this because you're a musician, right?
So allegedly.
Yeah, right. See, I'm just a guy who plays music.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a difference.
Now you do a pretty good job on stage.
Yeah.
You got the energy.
Yeah, well, that's because that's after I've had a couple cocktails.
Well, I got you.
Yeah. But you listen to these guys, and the blues doesn't really give me the blues. The blues actually energizes me,
right,
believe
right,
it or
right,
not.
Right.
So, typically.
It's a good basic talent to have in your musical portfolio, if you will. It's a good genre to study that's a base for the rest.
Oh, for sure.
It really is.
For
so,
sure.
And Clapton on a Stratocaster, is there anything better, you know?
Yeah, Buddy Guy on a Stratocaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm a huge Buddy Guy fan. You know, I took my wife to see Buddy Guy in Vegas.
Oh,
I told her, hey, let's go to Vegas. Buddy Guy's playing at the House of Blues tonight. Mm-hmm. And she's not a big blues fan or anything. And I took her to see Buddy Guy. I said, wait till you see this. Even though you don't know his music and you're not a fan of his, I want you to see him before he gets too old to perform. And after that show, she walked out of there and said, that was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in my life.
Perfect.
I mean, to see a legend like that play guitar, oh, my
it's
goodness.
Transcendent.
It's yeah,
that's
yeah
for
but
sure.
we're getting
that's
off topic.
Sure. All right, so how are things at Mojave Mortgage?
You know, things are at Mojave Mortgage just as any other mortgage company on the face of the planet. You know, they've slowed down, so we're off, and it is because of the interest rates. Now, interest rates right now that we're seeing are still floating around that 7.25% interest rate. If you have really strong credit, you know, 20% down, we're still seeing interest rates in the sevens. But we actually just launched a new product called a 2-1 buy down. And I actually went into Bobby's office the other day and their jaws dropped open, because if you can get a seller to give you a concession to pay for what's called a 2-1 buy down, you can actually have an interest rate that's 2 points below what the market rate is for a year. And then the next year it's 1 point below. And then the next year it's whatever the market rate is on that day from 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what I mean, this is not what you would consider a typical adjustable rate mortgage. So you have a fixed rate for 12 months, and then you have a fixed rate that's a point higher for 12 months, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the whole goal is that within the next 12 months, we should see interest rates get back down into the 5% range. I listen to a gentleman by the name of Barry Habib quite a bit, mm-hmm. so I follow what he says on MBS Highway, and he's never really been wrong. So he forecasts the market, and he's telling us Q2 of next year, we should be back in a 5% interest rate.
What does he base that prediction on?
What's happened to us historically and cyclically throughout the market since like the beginning of probably forever.
So almost like you're saying the Fed is actually making the right moves right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Fed is definitely slowing inflation. I mean, you know, inflation is basically too many dollars in the system, right? So it's surrounded by on the other tail end of it, we have the supply chain issues. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're trying to slow down the buying so that the supply chain issues can catch up. So are they doing it right? Yes. I mean, historically, you would say yes, they are. But the problem is that the federal government keeps printing more money and they come up, you know, with more programs.
Well,
I'm not going to get into a bunch of politics. But
then you have the election overshadowing a potentially very big development with the diesel shortage.
Oh, on the East Coast. Yeah, they say they only have like a 24-week supply or something.
Less than 24-day.
Yeah, oh, I mean, 24-day. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, that's insane. So right. You got, obviously, you want not to get into politics so much, but, you know, when they're talking about stopping drilling. And you know, I mean, Biden came out the other day and verbatim said, we're going to stop all coal production.
Mm-hmm.
okay, great.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, that all of these things does not help the price of fuel. I mean, price of fuel obviously is a big factor in what a common person like, you know, us in the room, you look at the cost of fuel, that's a massive part of what we do as far as living, mm-hmm. right? You know, the cost of food's up. I mean, all of these things are crazy. But getting back to interest rates, we should see interest rates, the gut check is that we should see interest rates get back down into the 5% range. We're hoping by Q2, maybe Q3 of next year. Now, the great thing about that is that you have a lot of these buyers, and Bobby, I think mm-hmm. you'll agree with me on this, is that a lot of the buyers are going, well, you know, I mean, interest rates are at 7%, I'm not going to buy, right? No, fall in love with the house, mm-hmm. right? Date the rate. Meaning that you're not tied to the rate. The rate can be changed, right? You're not married to the rate. Marry the house. So, I saw that online. I didn't make that up.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's
so if you look at it, like you're still there, if you're in the market and you're thinking, look, hey, it's not a good time to buy. It's always a good time to buy real estate, because real estate is a long game. Unless you're a professional and you're flipping houses, don't let the interest rates scare you away. Call Bobby and call Julie. I'd call Rochelle because she's the nicest out of the three of them. But, you know, I'm just saying. It's still a good time to buy interest rates. And if you go back to the data, I mean, one thing you guys, I'm sure you'll agree with me, is the fact that I can't wait to hear these numbers, right? Because this number tells me trends of what's going on. And hopefully they stand true throughout the rest of the year and we can go into Q1 because, you know, Q1 and Q2 are just, you know, not even a mile out of our windscreen right now. So when I look at these numbers and I see them stabilizing and I see like, okay, maybe the market's kind of taking a little bit of plateau, it means that interest rates will probably do exactly as the cycle says and they'll come back down. So I see some light at the end of the tunnel. But getting to that, don't be afraid to buy a house. Just because you get a 7% interest rate right now, you know, 6 months from now, we're going to refinance you into a 5% interest rate or whatever it is. At that point, we're going to be able to save the money. So you want to marry the house and don't worry about the interest rate, even though it's going to be typically, if you're looking at a $350,000 house, you know, even an interest rate that's 2% above, or let's say you have a 7% rate versus 5%, that's only about 200 and some odd dollars a month. Give or, I mean, it's not, now you start looking at, you know, $1 million loans and 2 points. Now that's a big, big, big deal. But when you're looking at the typical first time home buyer scenario, things such as that, you know, you got to think about in town, rents have gone through the roof, mm-hmm. right? Now they are starting to come back down, which also shows us a trend that we're probably going to start seeing things stabilize and we're going to start getting more buyers in the market, et cetera, et cetera. So I think, man, I'm really long winded on this one.
No,
aren't I?
No,
yeah.
Good.
I think that we've seen the plateau of the prices. I still think maybe there's some room for correction, and I'm sure Bobby will agree with me on that. But there's definite room for improvement on the interest rates. So buy that house. Buy that if we're having houses that are $299,000. How many years has it been since we've even had a house that's $299,000?
The people that were looking at maybe a $400,000 house just a few months ago or early in the year, they might be getting that house for $350,000 now.
Right.
And so you pay a little couple percent more in interest, but you refinance out of that in a few
right.
months. And because our inventory is not exploding, and trust me, from somebody who went through it when it did before, I mean, we went down on inventory this month, even with interest rates where they're at. That's telling us maybe we're kind of hitting a stalemate,
if you will. We're getting to where we need to be.
Right. Bobby, let me ask you this. Have you seen any homes that were taken off the market that were listed because of rates going up?
We're seeing lots of people take their homes off the market and just stay put left and right, honestly.
Yeah, I just got a text message from one of my loan officers. Yeah. I said, I'm a little long-winded. He goes, you sure are.
That's funny.
Good stuff, though, Chad. Honestly, very good stuff.
That's funny.
But if you have a question for Bobby or Chad, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-5687. KNTR, and we not only deal with Havasu here, right? We deal with Mojave County as well. And you can sell, or you can finance people in Needles.
I can finance anybody all over California, Arizona, Colorado. I do have a license in Texas, but Yeah, I'm not currently doing loans in Texas right now, but we can. If there was something that came along that really kind of, and I was able to see a market there, I would probably open Texas back up.
So how is the venture into California going?
California's been a little slow. You know, we haven't seen a lot of activity out of Needles. I thought that being there in Needles and showing a little bit more of a presence would maybe give us a little bit of lift there, but... you know, I think that because when we did license, we were kind of already coming into it was starting into the slowdown, and most of the folks that had taken advantage of the 3%, the 2.75%, or you know whatever they're at, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of folks had really done that because you know the refinance market has been very tough. But you got to look at it on the flip side. Like I tell Mojave Mortgage staff, I go, we're creating our own refinance boom right now. So. Partnering with folks like, you know, the Lewis team, mm-hmm. and you know, we work with a great many of awesome people mm-hmm. around town. We're creating our own refinance boom right now. So this is just the calm before the storm, because when interest rates, if they do go back down to that 5%, you better get ready, because we still do, even with the interest rates the way they are, we're still doing a pretty decent amount of volume. A lot of it has been because I was able to secure or get a partner to do the HELOC product. Mm-hmm. So the HELOC is kind of really helping us fill the coffers, if you will, to kind of keep us get you know busy working and still continuing to service our community. So I don't think we're going to see a massive refinance boom on the side of where we see folks that have a really good first and we do the second, but I think folks that are purchasing a home right now, we're, you know, 6 months from now, Mojave Mortgage is going to be back in contact with them, say, hey, rates are 2% right. lower, let's go. And then if they get even better, I don't think in our lifetime or mm-hmm. You know, before I retire anyways, I don't think we'll ever see interest rates back down in those high twos. I just don't. Yeah. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But
interesting.
But if we get back down into a 4%, 4.5%, you know, I used to. There's a gentleman, much much smarter than I. I don't want to say his name. But
another one.
Yeah. There's several.
There's
of
a lot
them.
Of them.
Yeah. There's several of them on the face of the planet. And that loan officer Rick over at my office is shaking his head yes right now. I'm sure. But he used to. We when he said that. and this was years ago, he said, you know, when we get into a 4.5% market, we're going to be in a desert. And what he meant by that is that the refinance game is going to be over. Since then, there's been two cycles of the refinance. So, but we were financing people at 4% at that point. He said that once we get to the 4.5%, we're going to be in a desert and things are going to shut off. I can only imagine what he's saying now. I don't have access to speak to him or see him any longer. He's the CEO of a shop that is tall on fees and short on integrity. You know, a lot different from what Mojave Mortgage is, you know. I don't have access to anything that he says any longer. But that's what he said. So it's going to come back. So we're in a desert right now. I mean, well, obviously we live in a desert, right? But we're, as far as interest rates go, we're kind of in a desert right now.
Finance desert.
Yeah, a finance desert. Mm-hmm. But it's going to, you know, we're going to find the oasis. The oasis is just off of the horizon, and it always is. There's not, now, are we going to see interest rates get higher before they get lower? Sure, that could happen. But we still think, once again, to reiterate or digress, I think we're going to see a 5% interest rate come Q2, Q3 of next year.
2023.
Wow. Now, there's other folks that are saying that we're going to see 7% all the way through 2023, and 2024 is going to be the year. But you know, I kind of follow Barry Habib, and he's a pretty sharp guy, and another guy named Helton Hammer, I think is his name.
Okay.
I watch these guys and listen to them. So, you know, I get my information from other folks.
Bobby, you know my favorite part of the show. Right?
Absolutely.
The condo numbers.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about them.
Bobby thought my favorite part of the show was just talking to him.
I always thought it was talking to yourself.
No. Just don't contradict. That's okay to talk to yourself.
Well, in addition to the 105 that sold, and there are two additional that were new construction, 14 condos sold. 14. And we also had 5 manufactured. That actually equals the same that we had in 2021, 14 condos sold last year. And during the COVID boom, it was 29, but everything was kind of double during that time. So they're still moving. It's a great way to get into a more affordable type of place right now. And we do sell them in the winter pretty well, because a lot of the time, the wintertime, people want something lock and leave, willing to pay the HOA. So,
right. Yeah, but the HOA on the manufactured homes, if for the most part, like if you're down in Desert Hills or what, it's like $26 a month. It's nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
So
a little different with condos, though, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more.
A little bit more with condos, for sure.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we finance manufactured homes, so we can get your financing on.
What are we talking about price wise right now with your average and your median?
You know, and I didn't, for whatever reason, I didn't bring the sheet on the condos, but they're still moving. We have one going into escrow right now, and I would say it would go kind of in line. They've come back a little bit, but we're not having overall condos are up quite a bit. From just like everything from year over year, mm-hmm. We're going to learn a lot about condos over the winter, because this is our big condo season. So we'll know more next month on that.
Do you think that we're going to see more higher numbers on condos come into November, December?
It's possible. You know, it goes to rates again with everything. Right. Historically, our numbers are low right now on single family, but 14. We came back a lot on the number from last year to this year on single family sales. 145 last year, 105 this year, but condos didn't come back at all. 14 last year, 14 this year.
Interesting.
Actually, it might be a market. So there's that, and the wintertime people do like condos. A lot of time, years past, we have time people would come down thinking they want a condo, but they can find a home affordable. But that's not so much the situation anymore.
Guys, this is like the fastest hour of the month. Did you know that?
They're getting the hook off of the stage.
Yeah, right.
Well, that was back in the Robert Johnson era.
Yeah.
That was a nice circle back there.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mr. Pisaki.
I come up with them once in a while.
All right. Again, it's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
With Chad Hansen, founder and CEO at Mojave Mortgage.
Yeah, Chad.
And, of course, the other part of the team, the Lewis team, with Bobby Lewis from REMAX by the lake. And I'm not sure we're going to see you guys next month unless we figure something out.
We're coming in.
We're going to figure it out.
We're on Christmas break.
Oh, we don't take Christmas break around here. We take Veterans Day off. We don't take Christmas off.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Again, happy birthday to the Marine Corps. Tomorrow, it's their 247th birthday. United States Marine Corps.
I wish, if you can get Russ Muscari to call in tomorrow or so, or call in later today or something, I'd really like to know the story about the how it started. It was in a bar somewhere.
Oh, okay. I'm sure Russ will know.
Oh, of course.
He might have been there.
Oh, come on.
All right. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul LaFoy.
I haven't got no loving sweet woman that love me feel my guess. You can run, tell my friends for a witty brown.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money without any care, took all my friends for money.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaFoy, and coming up next, Speak Out 2.0. That's right, after news and a short break, the guest on Speak Out 2.0 today is Autumn Boyle Robinson from the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River, and I'm sure Autumn is going to be talking all things Desert Trump this weekend. There's even people going out tomorrow that I know of to stake their claim over there at Exit 2 and I-40, which is Needle Mountain Road. And again, Speak Out 2.0, after news and a short break. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.